Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
They're perceived now as being anti-women, anti-immigrant, anti-minority, anti-gay, anti-education, anti-environment. You know, I just wasn't comfortable and being honest with myself.
That's a man named Charlie Crist, who was once a Republican, is now running as a Democrat, says that his old colleagues are anti-woman, anti-immigrant, anti-minority, anti-gay, anti-education, anti-environment. I guess they're anti-everything that's good. And, of course, as you well know, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are everything good. And that's why he's become a Democrat. Yesterday, there was a huge victory for the Republican establishment over the Tea Party. And I'm going to ask you a question. Because the Republican establishment, the check-pants Republicans, I call them the country club Republicans, beat three underfunded Tea Party challengers by a large margin, including, by the way, the one that the Tea Party had in their sights, John Boehner. I told you, leave Boehner alone. You're making a big mistake by undermining him. Of course he's a middle-of-the-roader. What would you rather have in there, Pelosi? Well, he won by a huge victory. And what's frightening here is that the Republican establishment had much more money to spend than the so-called Tea Parties. And there was a huge celebration. Jeb Bush now thinks he can win by saying breaking into America is an act of love. Jeb Bush is positive that he and the other enablers of illegal aliens are on the right side of history. Well, here's the question for you today on the Savage Nation. Is the Tea Party movement dead? And if so, who killed it? And that's because the GOP establishment creamed the Tea Party, as I just told you, in the latest elections, which occurred yesterday. So the question to you is, on the Savage Nation, do you think the Tea Party movement is dead? And if so, who killed it? But you see, the results may be a little misleading, because the GOP and the media both gloat over this win and saying the whole Tea Party thing is over, but they're not telling you that the Tea Party was outspent by the GOP candidates by millions. And the Tea Party candidates were unorganized and essentially split the vote. Now, it's obvious that the Republican establishment has been more active in this election cycle of dealing with the Tea Party challengers than dealing with the Democrats. In fact, the Republican establishment hates the Tea Party challengers more than they do Obama. And that's important. Now, I'm asking you again what you think of this. If you don't want to talk about it, I've got another big topic, huge topic, and that is the lie of global swarming. The global swarming lie would be laughable if it wasn't so dangerous. And because Obama has failed with every other policy issue, whether it be foreign policy or the domestic spending issues, meaning the economy, he has failed at everything. So now he's going after the nonsense called global warming. What you have to understand is that we have sea level rises that are rather insignificant. And the argument that you have to reduce carbon dioxide levels in order to combat global warming is nonsense, because over the last 150 years, listen to what I just said to you, don't tune out, please put down your crack pipe for a minute. Make believe you're not in school. For 1 second, try to learn something. Over the last 150 years, that's a century and a half, the average global sea levels have risen by only about 1.8 millimeters per year. That's only 1.8 millimeters per year. I know that if you have bling in your nostrils, or if you're on medical marijuana, you don't even know what a millimeter is. 1.8 millimeter per year. And what's causing it? The ice sheets are melting, and they began melting 17,000 years ago. Did you hear what I just said? The ice sheets began melting 17,000 years ago. And then there was a little ice age that came along. And everything froze over again. A lot froze over again. And then we're in a melt phase. But there's no proof or evidence to support the lies that Obama and the left-wing establishment is putting out that sea levels are going to rise by 20 feet by the end of the century. It's nonsense. There's no justification for this lie. All they're trying to do is legislate by fiat. And so I want to play for you something that would be laughable if it was not frightening, and that is a sound tape, a tape rather, put out by this corrupt administration on global climate change now. They're telling you that your allergies are now being caused by global warming. I swear to God. You talk about hysteria. You talk about lies. You talk about propaganda. Goebbels himself would be proud of the following videotape put out by your president in clip number 13.
And the contents confirm that climate change is not a distant threat. It is affecting the American people already. On the whole, summers are longer and hotter, with longer periods of extended heat. Wildfires start earlier in the spring and continue later into the fall. Rain comes down in heavier downpours.
Oh, look at that. Rain
People
comes down.
People are experiencing changes in the length and severity of seasonal allergies.
Well, there you go.
And climate disruptions to water resources and agriculture have been increasing.
You know, if there were a climate prison, this guy Holdren should be put in it. There should be a law against public officials knowingly lying to the public. There should be a climate prison, a people's climate prison. And this fraudulent, this faker science advisor to the fake president should be put in the climate prison. It gets worse. Listen to 14 as Goebbels continues in 14.
Scientists who study climate change confirm that these phenomena are consistent with the ongoing changes in global climate, which we know with very high confidence are being caused mainly by the increase of atmospheric carbon dioxide and other heat-trapping gases released by human activities.
Notice he's changed from the old story was all the science is in, and now it's we know it's very high confidence level, caused mainly by the increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide. This is nonsense, and it's very important that you study the issue so that you're not hoodwinked by these liars. There is not going to be a 20-foot rise in sea level by the end of the century. It's utter nonsense. Sea level change, you know, James Dellingpole is a science writer, one of the best. He wrote that sea level change is a naturally occurring process. Did you know that? Do you know that the Earth is constantly changing and moving? And these clowns on the Democrat socialist left have seized upon a natural phenomenon, which is change in the Earth. Water levels go up and down. Winds move. Do I have to tell you this? The Earth is a living organism. And they've seized upon this to scare you. And sea level change is a naturally occurring process. Since the last ice age, they call it a glacial maximum, 18,000 years ago, deglaciation has taken place, and this natural global warming has led to sea level rise over 18,000 years of 120 meters. That's a large amount of meters. I get it. It's 300 feet. That's 18,000 years. Do the math. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what this is all about? Do you understand what this government is about? Do you understand this is one of the greatest scams in the history of the world? Do you understand that we now need a climate prison to put them in? There are other subjects I want to talk about. I've brought up two of them so far. Is the Tea Party dead? And if so, who killed it? I didn't ask you a question on global lying yet. I could, but I'm not going to. I want to shift gears to a topic that really got me angry this morning. Not angry as much as upset. I got very upset. And I put it up on michaelsavage.com. It's a picture of a low-life coward with a high-powered rifle and a scope who just shot a grizzly bear. I got so angry. See, unlike you, I'm not 100% in favor of hunting at all costs. I know that this is the third rail of the conservative right, that I'm not allowed to even ask that question. But I am sick and tired of cowards with high-powered rifles stalking and killing innocent animals. I got to tell you the truth. Call me what you want. Call me a communist. Call me a socialist. Call me a homosexual. Call me anything but you want. I really don't care what you call me. I am sick and tired of looking at these cowards with high-powered rifles and telescopes hunting innocent creatures like bears and decimating them. The picture got me sick. Here's a guy who obviously has sexual difficulties. You can take a look at his face and know he's impotent. You take a look at the guy's face and you know that a bottle of Viagra couldn't give this man the manhood he's always dreamed of. So he bought a vest, He bought a high-powered hunting rifle. He bought a telescope. And he went out and shot a massive grizzly bear in Fairbanks, Alaska. All I could think about is, well, I can't say it on the radio because I wish somebody would go and give him a piece of my mind. How is this possible? How could the man be allowed to kill a grizzly bear like this? Fitzgerald was out hunting moose, we read, with buddies, a bunch of drunk lowlifes, a bunch of lowlife deliverance types, when they stumbled upon the massive bear tracks in the snow. These drunken cowards stalked the beast for 3 hours before Fitzgerald shot it once in the neck with a Seiko 300 rifle from 20 yards away. "We knew it was big. It was a rush," he said. "We knew it was big. It was a rush." Hunts for the animals, which are restricted because of endangered status in the lower 48, are held in both spring and fall, according to Alaskan authorities. But much of the grizzly bear population sticks to the coast and are less likely to be found in areas near big cities like Fairbanks. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about hunting? I know I'm going to get everything. Here's a little man, a sexually impotent little man, a rapist, suffering from a disease that rapists suffer from, which is impotence, and he kills defenseless animals to make himself feel like a real man. I know you're going to say I'm wrong, it's American. You know there's a limit to it. I'm not talking about hunting white-tailed deer. I'm not talking about that. Something's wrong with this picture. By the way, grizzly meat, I understand, is not a good eating. He didn't shoot it for eating the animal. He did not shoot it to eat it. I mean, this to me is related to my disgusting my hatred for bullfighting. Bullfighting should have been outlawed a long time ago. You don't even know the history of bullfighting. It was introduced to the Spaniards by the Arabs. Of course, it's bloodthirsty. Who else would have brought it into Spain? During the Moorish occupation of Spain, they introduced the sadistic torture of bulls, which was glorified by many, many, many people, including Ernest Hemingway, by the way, who eventually shot himself in the mouth with a shotgun. I wouldn't say it's related to his glorification of the torture and killing of defenseless bulls. But whenever I watch these punks in tights running around stabbing the animal over and over again till he's beyond his mind with pain and rage, and then they cut his throat, and then they drag him out by his tail with a cart, is that something that a national sport should be? Bullfighting. You want to talk about any of this? You now have three topics on the Savage Nation. You got the Tea Party. You got the global warming lie. You got the hunting story. You got the bullfighting story. And I haven't even warmed up yet. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. And if this is too much for you, take a look at the pretty picture I have of Teddy, my mascot. We have a new picture taken by a family member on Saturday. Here's Teddy at age 10 on my website. Many of you haven't seen him. He's been in hiding. He told me he didn't want to do any public appearances for the last 5 years. And so we have a new picture of Teddy sailing off into the sunset on my little 22-foot boat. I've downscaled from my 60-foot yacht to a 22-foot boat. It's good enough for me. It's less trouble. And Teddy enjoys it just as much, if not more so, because he doesn't have to do any cleaning or washing or waxing. Teddy sails off into the sunset. There he is. You can see him smiling away. All this and more right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. I can't repeat what we're talking about at every break. I mean, it builds TSL, but you know it's exhausting. It's like if you enter the classroom after the lesson has begun, does the teacher start from the top? Will you please make sure you get to class on time every day when I start, whatever the time zone you're in? We started about 5 after the hour, and you can't follow the lesson unless you enter at the beginning of the class. There are three topics up there. Let's take calls on some of them. They're great calls. Great calls. Floyd on line 2, WABC, Floyd. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, how you doing, Michael? You said the climate prison. How about a rubber room, straitjacket, close the door, lock the door, and throw away the key. And
I believe that liars like Holdren, any public official who knowingly alarms the public, whether it be on climate change or on health issues or economic, knowingly lies. In this case, they should be put in the climate prison, and there should be no fresh air. It should be only the carbon dioxide of their own breathing in the room, which means that the more they talk, the less they'll live, because the more carbon dioxide will be generated. And so they have to shut their mouths in order to survive longer. In other words, that way there's less carbon dioxide in the air, because if they shut their mouth, they're not emitting carbon dioxide at the high, at the level that they would be by putting out the big lies. So the best way to reduce CO2 levels would be to lock up the climate change liars into a climate prison. And then, of course, since I'm a humane man, just at the point that they pass out from the overdose on the CO2, we pump in some oxygen, sufficient for them to get up and start lying again. You know, this takes the cake. For them to say that allergies are now a result of global warming? Now, you know that the potheads out there will believe this. You understand what Leni Riefenstahl did for Hitler, don't you? She was the very talented filmmaker who made Hitler look good and talked about the wonders of the Third Reich. You understand what Goebbels meant, the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler, when he said, if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. The global warming lie has been told so often that to these idiots, they think you believe it's the truth. Now they're raising the stakes because Obama's political agenda is dead in the water. He is going on and on and on with the big lie in the manner of Goebbels. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Now they're raising the stakes and telling you that seasonal allergies are a result of global warming. I say the only answer is climate prison. Climate prison with no fresh oxygen until they faint from their own carbon dioxide emissions. Is the Tea Party dead? Who killed it? What about hunting? What about bullfighting?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
New report by the government rips Obama for standing by as Christians come under attack in the Middle East, and the Obama administration looks the other way. Stopping religious persecution is not on his agenda unless it's the persecution of Muslims by Muslims. A bipartisan federal commission just ruled that Obama is standing by doing nothing as Christians are being attacked across the Middle East. And speaking of which, the Boko Haram incident has me very upset. Have you ever heard of a government announcing in advance they're sending out a team to fight an enemy? Giving away, why don't they give away the group positions? Why don't they give away the home phone numbers of the men in the military who might be going over there? The answer is they're not sending men in the military. The Boko Haram Muslims who have kidnapped the Christian girls in Nigeria, the radical Muslims who have done this, are being told that we're sending over a team to do what? To negotiate with them? This is the military? This is the way they use the military? They're sending over negotiators to talk to these bloodthirsty murderers? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this commander-in-chief, who I call this commander in grief, sending out a signal, we're sending a team over to Nigeria to help find the missing girls? I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. What, are they going to send a bunch of girls with the FBI from Harvard to talk to the bad guys in the forest? What are you going to offer them in exchange? What are you going to offer them in exchange? You send in the Delta Force. You send in the Navy SEALs. You drop them from 5,000 feet at night where no one sees them coming down, and they hunt them in the forest. Whoever heard of this? Obama doesn't really want them to capture Boko Haram. Oh, no. He doesn't want them caught. You see, you'll get the picture one day. Right now, it's too much. It's ahead of the class right now. It's ahead of the class. Mike on WABC on the hunting issue. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, on the hunting, it's a sore spot with me because it just seems to me like these guys just want to hurt something, and that's how they get their jollies off.
Now, before we go on, I want to ask you something. Are you against the Second Amendment? Because I am not.
No.
No. So why do you believe in the Second Amendment? Because it's not for hunting. You see, this is a very interesting paradox. Liberals like Pelosi say, or Feinstein, rather, the gun grabbers, they say, well, we're not going to prevent you from hunting. Well, what are they going to prevent you from? What if I don't hunt? I don't hunt, but I own guns. I own guns for self-defense, not for hunting.
Me, that it's done, like these guys just get their rocks off if they just want to hurt something.
I mean, where is the masculinity in stalking a grizzly bear like that with a high-powered rifle and killing him with one shot? Is that sport, or is that an execution?
When I was at work, a guy came in to me and says, how do you feel about hunting? And he mentioned bears. And I said, that's fine. Hand to hand. Go up and punch the thing in the mouth and see what happens.
But why are they killing a grizzly bear of that size? You know, do you know what it does to the entire... You know what killing a grizzly bear of that size does to the female bear and the baby bears who are dependent upon the protection of that bear? It's decimating the entire bear family.
Yes.
I mean, you can have an argument that you need to cull the a number of animals, let's say, in a group. But when you go and hunt out the biggest male, what you're doing is weakening the entire unit. And they will be attacked by other bears. Do you know that?
Yes.
But Mike, that's not the issue. The issue is the impotent men with big rifles who go out hunting. You know that they've got something wrong with them, don't you?
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, would you agree with me that that most men who hunt big game are impotent, and no amount of Viagra can help them?
And I believe that's how they get their rocks off. Maybe because they can't do it the other way. I mean, I went to Cavallo's once with a guy, and every guy in there was not one guy in there that you could say, you know what, this guy's a physical specimen. They all had pot bellies. They were all weak. And if you took the rifle away, it just seemed like that was it.
Where did you say Cavallo's? What is that?
It's a sporting goods place.
I thought it was a pizzeria, and you were talking about a group of guys from Staten Island, the Cavallo clan.
There was nothing but animals in there that were just killed. There was a picture of a kid with a pot belly, a 10-year-old kid with a pot freaking belly, and a raccoon hanging from a tree that he shot.
I'm sorry, God. But do you own any guns, Mike?
No, I'm not into guns, Michael.
I own guns. I'm into guns. I don't want people to get the wrong impression that I'm against the Second Amendment. I'm an ardent supporter of it. I mean, I have to tell you that. But I see guns for a different reason than hunting game. We don't need to kill game in order to eat, do we? He's not eating that bear. He did it simply to have the fun of killing a big animal.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's sickening, and it's time for people to reevaluate not the Second Amendment, but hunting big game. You know, that's how I see it. How about you saw pictures of them killing lions in Africa? How about those fake safaris? How do you feel about these fake safaris? They hunt down these poor animals on a game preserve. Whatever. I think I made my point. Can't blame Obama for that. He's going to give another speech in a minute. About tornadoes related to global warming. Never misses an opportunity. A tornado now is related to global warming like they never occurred before the Model T Ford was built. Beyond belief. It's incomprehensible how you put up with this without laughing them out of the ballpark. Christians persecuted at all. You know, by the way, yesterday's show we had a gentleman on who went on and on with great detail about the penetration of the Obama administration by members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, many of you love the show. When many intelligent people turned the show off, they couldn't follow it. They said, I listened to the guest, Waleed Shobat. I know he's a former terrorist, a former PLO member. I know he knows Arabic, and I know he's telling the truth, but I couldn't follow what he was saying because he was talking about players I never heard of. It was a little too in-crowd for the average audience. They couldn't follow it. And that's the differential in my show and those who have been talking about Monica Lewinsky for 2 days now. I listened to someone in radio, I will not say who went on and on and on, sounding like a fat schoolboy getting off on telling a dirty joke that no one's listening to anymore. He was the last one left in the schoolyard saying, dirty dress, imitating Clinton's voice, squealing and squeaking about it like it's a dirty thing. On and on, and he was the last kid left in the schoolyard. No one wanted to play with him anymore. I couldn't listen to him. Not one more second. I'm embarrassed to tell you that if this is the best the conservatives can produce, You may as well chalk up the conservative movement forever. It's over. This is the topic on their mind. Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. 2 days now. Like fat little perverts in a schoolyard. It happened 17 years ago. Most people don't even know who that, I can't use the word. Boy, I wish I were in a bar room right now. I'll tell you what I think of her. I just don't care. How about I don't care? Okay, I made my point on that. I didn't think I'd get worked up, but just when I thought I wouldn't get worked up, the emotions pulled me back in. 855-407-282. Just when I thought I wouldn't get worked up, my emotions pulled me back into anger. That's a good line. That's not bad. I don't know if I want to do this now. I've got such a good board here with so many calls on the Tea Party, the bullfighting, the climate thing, the hunting, the this, the that. And I haven't even begun yet. I mean, it's 40 minutes into the hour. It's one of those days. Here's the thing to remember. Listen to this carefully. There was a Greek myth called the myth of Sisyphus. S-I-S, not syphilis. The myth of Sisyphus. Not the myth of syphilis. Syphilis is a real disease. The myth of Sisyphus, S-I-S-Y-P-H-Y-U-S, is a mythological story about a man who was condemned to hell where he has to push a huge boulder up a hill every day. And it takes him all day to push the boulder up the hill. And when he gets to the top of the hill, the boulder rolls down to the other side. And then he's forced to go around to the other side of the mountain where the boulder fell down and push it back up again. I compared that to talk radio to someone in the business the other day in management, and he laughed. He thought it was a great analogy. He said, there's no other medium that requires a host come up with a fresh show every day. Did you hear what I just said? I said, yeah, it's like the myth of Sisyphus. So yesterday I pushed the boulder of radical Islam up the hill. Another host would have milked this for 5 days. I didn't. It's already yesterday's show. So today I'm talking about new topics. Why? Because I'm up at 6 in the morning. The first thing I do is say, don't go on the internet. Don't. It's bad for your posture. It's bad for your circulation. It's bad for your back. You're going to get sick if you keep sitting so much. Within 3 minutes, I have a cup of coffee and I'm sitting. I try everything. I can't. I'm up at 5:40. I try going on the deck. I try looking at birds. I try using dumbbells on the deck. I try walking back and forth on the deck. I try playing with the dog. It doesn't last more than 90 seconds. Within 3 minutes, the coffee machine is on, and I'm in front of the computer. I can't wait to see what the headlines are. It's like a child with a new set of trains for me every day. The ancient Greek philosopher said, it's great to live in interesting times. And boy, are we living in interesting times. We really are. Obama is the gift that keeps on giving. He's wrecked the entire world. Whether it be the Arab Crescent on fire, Ukraine, now we're back with the Cold War. I mean, he's done it all. The economy, now he's going back again to his big lie about global warming. It's unending. It's unending. This guy is like a bad sandwich that just doesn't stop. Let's go to the callers. Well, I don't know which topic I want to take right now. Climate, the Tea Party, the hunting. Which one would you like? Lexington, Kentucky. Nathan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Hey, Mr. Savage, I just got a quick couple hits on that bullfighting. I actually attended a live bullfight in Spain, and I tell you, I did not know what I was getting myself into. I was about 15, 16, so I wasn't really queasy about blood or anything, but all my friends thought it would be awesome to see that, but, you know, everybody thinks the bullfighter is a brave person for getting in there, but they do stuff to the bull before the bull even, you know, gets in the ring, and then once the bull gets in the ring, they got guys on horses stabbing it before, you know.
Yes, they're picadors, cowards on horses with padding that stab the bull until he's almost insane with pain and suffering. He's crying, he's screaming. And then this little coward fairy comes out in a pair of tights with a sword underneath a cape, and put him in Matador's prison. If there's a heaven on earth, you know what it would be? It would be Matador's thrown in a ring without a spear, without a sword, and let the bulls go at him and gore them to death.
Yeah, and my sister was there with me. She's about a year younger than I was, and she just couldn't watch. She was just crying. You know, she's got affinity for animals.
Bullfighting must be outlawed around the world. That's the first thing that must be done. It is a disgusting sport, and I have to say again and again, I once said, how did the Spaniards develop bullfighting? Well, sure enough, I had an instinct on it, being a good researcher, and it's true. It was introduced by the Arabs during the Moorish occupation, I believe in the 1100s. Look it up, see if I'm making it up. If it's bloodthirsty, you can trace it back to a certain part of the world. If it's a blood sport. That's all. Oh, God, there's another one coming up. I covered that. Put the climate prison I covered. Sea level rises I covered. Tea party I covered. I haven't even begun with the story I really wanted to get to. There's one more I have to touch on. That's what child molesters get, screamed the white supremacist as he sent to jail for life. A couple who carried out a plan to kill a registered sex offender and his wife showed little remorse when they were sentenced to life in prison Tuesday, with one shouting, "That's what child molesters get." After a Union County Judge Lee Alford handed down the maximum punishment, the couple that planned to kill the child molesters kissed each other and said, "See you perverts later." He shouted at Charles Parker's family as he walked out of court. That's what child molesters get. And as Christine Moody walked in shackles to a police car outside of the courthouse to begin her life sentence, she said, "Killing that pedophile was the best day of my life." The Moodys went to church the day they killed Parker, 59. Did you hear? It's unbelievable. Now, I'm not in favor of vigilantism, of course. You understand that, because our society has justice. You know the legal system is just. You know that the lawyers are not corrupt and the judges are not corrupt. You know that liberal judges and liberal courts definitely punish pedophiles sufficient to their crime. So I'm not in favor of vigilantism in any way. No, don't get the wrong impression. But I thought it'd be an interesting story to read this about the child molesters being killed by these, I guess, white supremacist murder. I don't know what their white supremacism has to do with the murder. How'd they tie that in, the Associated Press? What does their white supremacism have to do with them killing the child molesters? I guess they get a twofer out of it that way. Have you ever seen the word black supremacist or Hispanic supremacist anywhere? Let us say, because there are black supremacists. We've been hearing them for weeks now. And we know that La Raza consists of brown supremacists when you think about it. If you have an organization called La Raza, and it means the race, can you interpret that to mean anything other than supremacism of their own race? Hello? Is anyone alive out there? Uh-oh, the red light's blinking. It doesn't mean they've taken me off the air. It means I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage.
I'll admit I'm an animal lover. I'm sitting here doing my radio show, national show, 200 stations. My dog Teddy's sleeping in my feet. My feet are bare right now. I have my foot underneath his head. My other foot's holding one of his rear feet gently between two of my toes. In other words, I'm playing with my dog under the desk, and he's sleeping. We're having fun. And I see this story. I don't know what to say to it. I'm going to read it cold. Do you know what just happened in Oakland, California? A group of illegal alien tree trimmers... cut down trees next to a U.S. post office because the postal workers complained that the birds were defecating on their filthy, disgusting, polluting mail trucks. So the illegal aliens cut down the trees and threw a bunch of branches with baby, rare baby birds, by the way, into a tree chipper while the birds were alive. Campos Tree Service, C-A-M-P-O-S Tree Service, a family-owned operation based in Walnut Creek. The postal officials hired this company to trim the city-owned trees that house the offending birds. So the illegal aliens sawed off branches on four trees. The nests with the baby chicks come toppling 25 feet to the ground. And the illegal aliens are wonderful friends from south of the border who are compassionate. They're better than us. Threw them into the wood chipper. Horrified onlookers started to cry and scream and called the police who stopped them. Are you listening to this story? Are you listening to this story? They're black-crowned night herons. These are not pigeons thrown into a wood chipper by illegal aliens because the Postal Service said they defecated on their truck.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, I tell you, we've been sounding this urgency for the last 5 years. You've seen some resistance from Congress. Part of the reason of putting forward this assessment, which involved hundreds of people, experts, businesses, non-for-profits, and local communities sharing their experiences, is we want to emphasize to the public this is not some distant problem of the future.
Now, he's not talking about radical Islam. He's not talking about his inability to manage the economy. He's not talking about the fact that he turned the Middle East into a cauldron. He's not talking about the fact that he created a new Cold War. He's talking about the lie called global warming. Listen to clip number two.
This is a problem that is affecting Americans right now.
Really?
Whether it means increased flooding, greater vulnerability to drought, more severe wildfires. All these things are having an impact
liar.
On Americans as
well. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire. This is the greatest scam that I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I'm a diehard conservationist. I have been my whole life. I'm an animal rights activist. Not to the point of insanity. But this global warming thing has got to stop. We have to stand up to these liars. And that's why I say we should consider creating a climate prison in which we put public officials who knowingly lie to the public. This guy Holdren is the worst of them, so-called science advisor. He's claiming that allergies are a result of a global warming. I swear to God. He said the severity of seasonal allergies are a direct result of global warming. I mean, does it get any more insane than this? Does it get any more cynical than this? Then we're talking about hunting. Then we're talking about the story out of Oakland, California, got me sick in the last hour. A group of illegal alien tree trimmers from Campos Tree Trimming were called by the idiots who run the U.S. Postal Service in Oakland. And they said that the birds in the tree were crapping on their postal trucks. And so the tree trimmers were told to cut down the branches. So the illegal aliens who were hired by Campos Tree Trimming, I assume they're illegals, since Americans don't want to do that work, I can only assume that they're not citizens, cut down the trees. The birds fell down to the ground in their nests, and they threw them into a tree trimmer while they were alive. The baby birds were screaming for their lives. And the wonderful citizens from the south of the border, because you know you got to understand something. They're more sensitive than we are. They're certainly more sensitive to the environment than the evil gringo. They understand nature better than we do. They're better people all around. That's why we need 60 million of them. And so the selection that Campos picked threw them into a tree chipper. So even the fair-minded people of Oakland couldn't take it anymore and started to cry and scream. And they were not pigeons, by the way. They're a state bird. They're birds protected by state and federal laws. They're called black-crowned night herons. They're gorgeous birds. And they started roosting in these ficus trees in downtown Oakland a few years ago. And why? Because they were displaced by a booming cormorant population at Lake Merritt and a construction project along the estuary. These are beautiful 2-foot-tall birds. They're gorgeous. Right? Now, Oakland, to its credit, trained its public works crews to leave the birds alone and steer clear of ficus trees. But, enter Campos Tree Service, the family-owned operation. They were called in by the Postal Department, and they said, cut down those trees. They said, Mr. President, cut down those trees. And they did. And the babies were thrown in their nests. The chicks were thrown in their nests into the wood chipper. And the people started to cry, and they called the Oakland police, who ordered the illegal alien tree trimmers to stop. I don't know what language they used, but apparently they were able to communicate to them, maybe in sign language. No killie the birdie or something. I don't know what it was. No one could say how many of the rare birds were killed by the illegal aliens, but they rescued 5 little chicks, which are now being cared for at International Bird Rescue in Fairfield. You can laugh all you want. You could say it's do-gooder stuff. It's, you know, liberals. I don't care what you say. I bless the bird rescue people. I bless animal rights activists who actually save animals and take care of them. I give money to groups like that. They're beautiful. The rescued birds are 1 to 3 weeks old and are suffering from a range of scrapes, bruises, and ruptures. You hear this? The bird deaths and injuries were an accident, said Joe Campos, a supervisor at Campos Tree Service. Here's what he said. The crew didn't know the baby birds were in there. They were new crew. It'll never happen again. It's a big deal, though. We don't want to destroy anything. Oh, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a criminal case, by the way, because killing nesting migratory birds is a misdemeanor, and it carries a fine of $2,000 per bird, a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail. I would say that this company should be jailed and fined for what they did. And I think the illegal aliens should be jailed and fined and deported immediately. The post office said it's a terrible upset. Augustine Ruiz, a spokesmouth for the Postal Service, said, I can certainly understand why people are upset, he said, Augustine Ruiz. The post office would never do anything to hurt wildlife. He said, we issue stamps to protect birds. This is very unfortunate. Well, you issue stamps to protect birds? Unbelievable to me. I'm outraged. Don't call me on this. I can't believe this. Guano falling on postal workers? As someone wrote, that's a richly deserved turnabout. Guano falling on postal workers? The most polluting trucks on the road are postal trucks. When they come up my street, you have to close your windows for 10 minutes. Oh, this is sickening. I don't care that the birds are a problem. What do you mean tree trimmers? I will bet you $100 that this new crew of tree trimmers were hired outside in front of Home Depot last week. That's what I would say. These are not arborists. That's who they are. This is what happens when you get people who don't speak English, who have no feeling for the environment, no feeling for the country, no feeling for anything, nothing. Anyway, that's one story. You can't call me on that. There's nothing you could say. Shorebird woodchipper massacre reported in Oakland. I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me that I like bears and birds and elephants and gorillas, and I give money to protect them. It's only so much you could take till you just want to crawl onto an oven. I can't take it anymore. It's sickening. Why is man such a ruthless beast? Why is mankind such an ugly, disgusting species? Why? Why that it must kill and maim and devour everything in its sight? Why? Tell me why. Why must mankind devour everything in its sight? Okay, I'm just talking to myself now. That's all. Oh, God, I'm sorry to bum you out. I really am. I really didn't mean to bum you out. I just, there's certain things you can't take. So anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on to something cheerful, like the child molesters who got killed by white supremacist murderers. What does their white supremacism have to do with the fact that they killed the registered sex offender? I don't know what that has to do with. The AP got a twofer out of that? I don't quite understand what the fact that they're white and supremacists have to do with them killing a registered sex offender. I'm not supporting vigilantism, but what does this have to do without this? I don't get this. I mean, if I read that an illegal alien, member of a gang with tattoos on his neck, surrounded and killed someone of another race, do I say that it's because of his race? I don't say that. Here's an article from Fox News. A Mexican cartel allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out torture operation in Minnesota. That didn't make it to the White House. No. The Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area is a long way from the home turf of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, but that didn't stop three cartel enforcers from making their way up to the region in an attempt to hunt down two teenagers they accused of stealing drugs and money from a stash house. They were sent from L.A. to St. Paul in orders from the Sinaloa cartel, blah, 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 blah. They were tortured, blah, 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 blah. Well, I think they should be made into citizens right away, because the only reason that they're in the drug business is because they're not citizens. You don't seem to understand the thinking of liberals. These poor people who you see as gangbangers with tattoos who are violent, kill whole families, they're only that way because they're mistreated by the society. If we were a more caring society, a more accepting society, if they were given honest work, I'm positive they would erase their gang tattoos. They wouldn't be in the drug business. They'd be happy to work at McDonald's, let's say, or become a tree trimmer, a lawn care worker. They would probably have their tattoos removed. It's because of the evil gringo society that they're driven into this horrible business. And if only we were a little more accepting and tolerant, then we would be a good liberal nation. But it's those evil white men in America, especially the Republicans with pot bellies, who drive this drug trade by not giving these poor young men a chance. These poor misunderstood men are not being given a chance. I say give peace a chance, don't you? KSFO, WJR, KCMO, WABC, WMAL, Colorado Springs, you name it, we got it. We got all the great callers. Let's take one quick call, Joe, on WMAL in Washington, D.C. I hope that the president listens to the show. It's good for him to get out of his comfort zone. It's good for him to get out of his bubble. It's good for him to hear how America actually thinks. It's good for the president. It would be very good for the president to listen to this show for a few minutes a day. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because he may understand what America, another America, a big part of America, actually is talking about and what we actually believe. I mean, going on the O'Reilly show and being asked questions that are not really, let's say, deep. Okay, I would have asked the president 10 questions that are respectful. I would respect them in the office. But you know that I'm not O'Reilly. You understand why I call him the leprechaun. I call him the leprechaun because he's a trickster. Just get him a green suit with a pointy nose. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
No, the purpose of the third national climate assessment is to provide information in a form that is understandable and comprehensive for Americans across the country so that they can better understand the
liar.
Effects of
a
changing climate.
You lying little... You know, there should be a climate prison. After the Obama administration is gone, there should be a people's climate prison, and we should put people like Carney in it. For they know they're lying, just like they lied about Benghazi. They had talking points that they knew were fake. They know this is fake. This is an administration built on lies from top to bottom. The Weather Channel co-founder slams the federal climate report. He said it's a total distortion of data and agenda-driven. The Weather Channel co-founder. I say climate prison. Throw them in the climate prison. Weather Channel co-founder John Coleman slams federal climate report, says a total distortion of the data and agenda-driven. Destructive episode of bad science gone berserk. Did you hear that? Here's what he said. When the temperature data could no longer be bent to support global warming, they switched to climate change and now blame every weather and climate event on carbon dioxide, despite the hard, cold fact that the radiative forcing theory they built their claims on has totally failed to verify. The current bad science is all based on a theory that the increase in the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from the exhaust of the burning of fossil fuels leads to a dramatic increase in the so-called greenhouse effect, causing temperatures to skyrocket uncontrollably. Listen to what he says. This theory has failed to verify and is obviously dead wrong, but the politically funded and agenda-driven scientists who have built their careers on this theory and live well on a $2.6 billion a year of federal grants for global warming climate change research cling to this theory and bend the data spread to support the glorified claims in their reports and papers, close quote. Climate prison. That's what I'm calling for, climate prison today on the show, Wednesday, May 7th, 2014. I believe in freedom of speech, but a public official who knowingly lies to the public in order to alarm them, frighten them, and drive them like cattle into a stockade should be put into a climate prison. And when this administration's blight is finally removed from the land, I want a people's tribunal and a people's climate prison. And I'd like to put them in it for what they've done to this country under the big lie on this global warming, amongst other things. The sky is falling. Climate change is running wild. Disaster is going to kill us all unless we move to green energy controlled by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. There'll be heat waves, floods, storms, droughts, rising seas, allergies. Civilization will be destroyed unless you support Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi's climate theories. It's unbelievable to me. How could you not get agitated? You know, I knew that this was all alarmism a long time ago. I'm trained in science. I'm not a climatologist, but I can read the data. I would say amongst all in the media, I can read it as well as anybody. I didn't say better. In this area, I can read it as well as anybody. I knew it was hokum from day one. But what really set me off was a few years ago when I started to hear the big lie that the science is settled. There is no room for refutation. The minute I heard that, I knew it was a lie, because the first thing you teach a kid in the seventh grade is that in science there are no absolutes. This is something that you can't learn from another radio show, because they're not trained in science. Maybe they know how to put up wallboard, or they know how to set a birdie for a driving a golf ball. I don't know. But they can't tell you what I just told you. If you're teaching seventh grade science, the first thing you teach a child is, in science, there are no absolutes. Everything is changing, and everything is subject to understanding with new data. The minute you hear someone say the science is settled, you know that they're liars. There's no such thing. There's almost no area of science where the science is settled, because new discoveries, new analysis may change that, quote, settled science. Again, the minute you hear the science is in and all scientists agree, you'll know that you're listening to Lenny Riefenstahl or Goebbels. You're listening to Goebbels. You're listening to the Goebbels of the Obama administration. Gurgling along, and it's no laughing matter. They're going to destroy all of us if we don't stop them. I'm enjoying a cup of coffee, so let me have a sip while you call the number. Mm. Oh, that's good. Sometimes that is so good. I just devoured a Chinese meal, and I had a cup of coffee and an apple all in around 3 minutes. It's good to force your body like this. It's like a goose. It's like damaging your liver by force-feeding a goose. Talk radio and eating goes together very well. Works for me. Without stress, I would have been dead a long time. I love the people who say stress will kill you. No, my friends, trying to avoid stress will kill you faster. Every animal on earth, I watch animals day and night. I watch them on the bay. Tell me about an animal that isn't stressed. The answer is, oh, so they die in 2 years, idiot. No, that's not the point. Some animals live a long time and they love stress.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, Obama's lying, of course, because he wants an excuse to print more money. Whether you believe in global warming or not, he wants to give trillions of dollars into the world government pot. It's just about money grubbing through regulation and control. Remember, the world debt is over $75 trillion because world governments continue to just print money and pump money into their economies just to keep them afloat. We are already in a worldwide depression. This country prints $85 billion a month of fake money. $85 billion a month is made up by this government. So you say, well, I don't understand. How does it all end? How does it all end? Wheelbarrow full of paper money to buy a loaf of bread as it did after World War I in Germany? I don't know how it ends. How do I know how it ends? But I know this, that John Coleman, who was a man who created the Weather Channel, who slammed the federal climate report, he said it's a total distortion of the data. It's agenda-driven. It's bad science gone berserk. And he says the following, and it's very important to accept this. It's very important to accept the fact that anyone who disagrees with these liars is called a denier. They call us flat earthers. They claim they work for big oil. That's what they say about me. They can't insult me with any of it because it's all false. I will not be silenced. Neither will the thousands of others, many of them with PhDs, many of them on the faculties of major universities, many who are working around the clock to stop this bad science. They will be gathering at a global warming conference at the Heartland Institute's 9th annual conference on climate change, July 7th in Las Vegas. Well, I wonder Harry Reid's going to do July 7th in Las Vegas. After all, you got to find those rare earth minerals somewhere. And maybe then we can counteract this lie by the Democrat socialist internationalists. Maybe then. We're going to try to get him on the show. Why do you think the President of the United States has decided to make climate change a major issue of the last 2 years of this administration? Why? It's pretty clear. We know there's a minor warming trend continuing on the Earth. We know that. As the Earth goes through its normal climate change from ice age to interglacial period, which in 10,000 years or so will fade into another ice age. Maybe you don't understand this. Maybe you don't understand this. I don't know. Let me make it as simple for you as I can. Now we're standing in a cafe, and you're going to say, hey, Savage, do you believe in global warming? Prove that it doesn't exist. I'd say to you, the following. There were six or seven ice ages that preceded this period of time where the Earth was almost entirely covered by ice. And these ice ages eventually ended. And I would ask you, what do you think caused the ice to melt millennia ago, prior to industrialization? And the minute I ask the question, you have the answer. The reason the ice melted millennia ago had nothing to do with man. What, because a caveman built a fire, the ice melted? There were no factories, there was no human pollution to speak of, the man's population was low. No, it wasn't man-driven. The ice melted for reasons other than man's activities. And there are several reasons that could explain it. But now, don't assume now I'm arguing for pollution. I've probably done more to fight pollution and defend the environment than most of the Democrats. I spent years working to save tropical jungles, which they call rainforests. I have plant collections in seven herbaria around the world, which is more than the president can boast. I'll say that again. I, Michael Savage, have very rare plant collections that I collected in the far reaches of the world and preserved on herbarium specimens in seven of the world's principal herbaria. Why? Now, I remember what I am as a researcher originally. Am I the world's expert? I didn't say that. But I would say that I know more about it than Barack Obama, politician. I certainly know more about it than Al Corleone, who sold his network to Al Jazeera for a quick buck. And so don't dismiss what I'm saying because you don't like my politics on gays. You understand what I'm saying to you? Sometimes you have to agree with the person you don't like because he's right. But, okay, don't believe me. They're not going to put a dime in my pocket one way or the other. It's not going to affect me one way or the other. I'm calling for a climate prison today on the Savage Nation. And I believe that we need a people's tribunal when this administration is over, and we need to try the liars who have knowingly distorted the data as they did with the Benghazi situation, knowingly wrote talking points about global warming, lying to the people to scare people into submission and put them into a climate prison. I know, come on, you know, it's not going to happen. It's a nice idea, climate prison. If I was not Michael Savage, it would be all over 15 different websites tomorrow. Savage says climate prison for the... But no, because I'm not one of the in crowd in the cartel, in the special conservative cartel. If I don't say the word Constitution often enough, if I preceded every word I said with the Constitution, or talked about the Constitution often enough or something like that, perhaps you'd believe me. Anyway, that's the fact. Cheerio, everyone. Cheerio, nonstop to the truth. New nonstop flights to the truth on the Savage Nation. Okay, it's time to go to the calls. WJR, Rich, welcome to the Savage Nation from Detroit.
Thanks. Really glad to hear you talking about this. I am 72 years old, so I'm a retired scientist. I have 2 degrees in electrical engineering with other work in physics. I worked on nuclear weapons development at a place called Sandia Laboratories.
Oh, yes.
So I'm very knowledgeable about statistics and that kind of thing. And I get very angry, as you do, because you have a background in science, because these people have no clue. And here's how you can tell. You don't really understand science unless you take college-level courses that have laboratories in which to take part.
You're making me happy. You're right. They don't know the first thing about science, and yet they're talking about it as though it's proven science.
Here's the words they don't understand. Experimental error. Unless you've taken a course in understanding the experimental error in the experiments you do, you don't know what you're talking about. All this stuff is predicated on drilling ice samples out of the North Pole. And they get the little bubbles, and they say, let's measure the carbon in there using carbon-14 dating to figure out how much carbon was there back in history. The experimental error on this is enormous.
You know, it's interesting you should mention. I want to talk about core drilling for a moment, because one of the most interesting pieces of evidence that I saw proving definitively that there have been fluctuations in temperature from the beginning of time is that ancient cores drilled from the bottom of the Antarctic have proven that we've had climate change going back millennia. Isn't that true?
True.
Absolutely true. And by the way, I used to teach elementary science, and I taught the kids, as I said, the first rule of science is that there are no absolutes. Isn't that a good way to begin this discussion?
Totally. I mean, all of science, there is no such thing as settled science. This is an outrage.
And for Obama to have gotten up and said the science is settled, and these ducks in the media go, quack, quack, science is settled. Science is settled. Science is settled. Quack, quack. We're going to believe Nancy Pelosi as water runs out of her mouth as she sucks on a candy?
Right, right. But going back to the core samples that you're talking about, there was an article within the last 2 years in the New York Times. The New York Times reporters, when they get into the science, aren't bad. And this report said that, well, there's been experimental error in trying to figure out when the carbon dioxide reached the peak. And unfortunately, they said that the latest research shows that the CO2 buildup occurred after the warming, not before it.
Well, of course, the world we live in, as a side note, wouldn't be here, and we couldn't be fed were it not for global warming in the past, because this great proliferation of plant life occurred as a result of global warming. Isn't that correct, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not a doctor. I only have master's degrees, but in a couple, you have to have cross areas. Yeah, think about it. Think about a tree. Think about an acorn or a little seed that falls out. How does a little acorn grow up into the tree? It has to have wood. Where does the wood come from? The chemical makeup of wood is carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. Where does the carbon come from but the air? In other words, you'd have to...
Yes, I mean, this is basic science, I swear to you. Rich, this is so beautiful. I love it. It's why I love radio. It's why days like today make radio worthwhile.
Absolutely. Well,
you're a trained scientist. You used to work at Sandia, one of the great nuclear laboratories on the planet. Do you listen to talk radio on a regular basis, Richard? Rich?
Because I think it's true that talk radio is one of the few places where people get to use their brains. If you watch television, and I watch a lot of television, don't get me wrong.
So do I. I must tell you, I watch too much television at night. I admit that.
Trash. But if I could, sir, if I could go back to the green grass, you wouldn't. If you think about the planet Earth, it's been here for, they don't know, maybe 400 million years. Don't you think it's stabilized out? I mean, we excrete carbon dioxide and ammonia, okay? The nitrogen that comes from the pneumonia, if it's a tree, it has to get the carbon from the air by splitting the CO2 into carbon and other stuff.
But you're going to lose most of the audience who never went to the fifth grade, by the way. Tell them about nitrogen fixation. They may think you're talking about some magic class, because nitrogen fixation is one of the most phenomenal activities that a plant performs.
Right, right. Then you have all these idiots saying, do you realize that out of every 10 ears of corn grown in this country, four of them end up in a gas tank now?
Yes. No, yeah. Now you have to see. Wait, you have to leave in my neighborhood where the white people celebrate Cinco de Mayo with drinks in their hands, and they have bumper stickers calling Monsanto evil. The new dirty word is Monsanto and the Koch brothers.
Right. But all those people eat tortillas, right?
Well, and they drink beer made from what? Where do they get their alcohol from but from global warming products? All their alcoholic beverages come from global warming products.
Right. Yeah. You can't have... Human being, you can't have plants without CO2 being generated. You cannot.
Don't tell that to Al Gore, because the science is in.
Well, you know the truth, and the truth is it's all done for to raise a new tax, to raise more money.
Yes, a world tax to give to corrupt potentates in the third world, making certain that trillions of it flows back to fraudulent green energy operators here in America, whether it be in the deserts of Nevada or in California. Rich, it's listeners like you that make my day. Go ahead and make my day. I love talk radio. I like it more and more every day. I really do. Some days are better than others. Yesterday was a rough day, in a way, talking about radical Islam. I had a friend call me from New York who listened on ABC. He was on his way to London. And he stopped there. He said, you know, Michael, he said, I listen to you. I love the show with Waleed Shobat. He said, but I got depressed. He said, I just got sick listening to it when he talked about the infiltration of this administration by members of the Muslim Brotherhood. I said, well, don't get so sick over it. Just remember that there are other times in history, for example, let's say pre-World War II, when the Nazis were pretty far along in this country. They were getting away with virtual murder. And then World War II came along, and they were rounded up and hung. So don't assume all of a sudden that the country's over just because you have a corrupt, bent administration that bends over backwards for our enemies and attacks the patriots. Don't assume it's over just because you've got global warmists out there who are putting out the big lie like Goebbels would put out on a daily basis. It's not over till it's over. And they've already changed their tune. Global warming, climate change, this and that. You know, when I see this, I have to get agitated. And maybe you don't want to talk about this as much as I do. I normally don't talk about it because it's boring and it's science. And I realize most people listen to talk radio. They want more entertainment than they want facts. But this is very serious stuff because you have a failed presidency that is now going back to an area where they feel that they can rule by fiat. They can bypass Congress, tax you, regulate you, and basically destroy you even more, turn you into a total surf. And I'm not talking about surfing on the water with a surfboard. There's a difference between a surf and a surfboard. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Heat, wildfires, rain, allergies, drought. They're here, according to global warming. I say climate prison is the only answer. I say that we, the people, have a right to have a people's tribunal once this regime is out of office and try the people who knowingly lied to the American people. Why should they not be held accountable? Why? I mean, you say, okay, he's just pulling my leg. He's being, you know, like Jonathan Swift. No, I'm not, actually. I want a climate prison. And I've been thinking about it during the break. And one of the ways to get even with these people who lied to us all these years, in the climate prison, let's say you put Holdren in one side of the cell. There's a plexiglass separation between him and the other cell with large holes in it. In the other cell, you put men like Al Sharpton and feed them an immigrant's diet of mainly beans. And after a few days of generating the byproduct of eating beans by Al Sharpton, they are both sharing the air of the climate prison. And then we'll see if they're talking about heat, wildfires, rain, allergies, and drought as a result of global warming. How can you blame seasonal allergies on global warming with a straight face is the same way that I can ask, how can you blame Benghazi on a video when we know it was not based on a video, Mrs. Clinton? We know this. Are people that dumb? I ask you, look at the average attendee at a basketball game. That's all. Say, well, who listens to them? Look who goes to take a look who's sitting in the stands there. And this is not a racial thing. Most of the attendees happen to be Caucasian. They're as dumb as a doorpost. They're as dumb as a boiled egg. So what do you expect from them? It's not racial. It's just a lack of education. As dumb as a boiled egg. Dumber than a boiled egg. At least the boiled egg has some utility. All right, I think we've covered this. Now we'll move on. Internet, Ronnie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Savage. I have a penalty for the climate prisoners, if you're interested.
Go ahead. Fire away. 30 seconds or less. Climate prison.
Yes, sir. Instead of being in lockdown 23 hours a day inside, they should be locked outside 23 hours a day in a cage. Winter, spring, summer, fall, it doesn't matter. Make them sniff a little black pepper and start sneezing, and then let them complain about that.
Okay, yes, let's get even. That's what people tribunals are for. There must be culpability. They must be forced to pay what they've done to us on Benghazi and on the climate lie. There must be a climate prison.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Wherever you look, Islamic extremists threatening to sell abducted Nigerian schoolgirls. The global warming scam. Wherever you look, a mess. The world is in turmoil. All because of a transformational administration. Yes, you can blame Obama. Yes, you can blame Obama. Everything the man has touched has blown up in his face. So now he's on to global warming. Now he's on to global warming, which we know is about a power grab. That's all it is. It's all it ever has been. My last book was called Trickle Down Tyranny. It was a New York Times best-selling book. And in it, I had a chapter on the tyranny of green energy, the politics of green energy. I spelled out all of the fraudulent companies. You've heard of Solyndra. You know that $500 million was given to this company by the government that was never paid back. Nobody's ever gone to jail. But Solyndra is only one of them that ripped off federally guaranteed loans. There's only one of them. Who are they? Who are the rest of them? Well, I have the names in the book. You want me to read the names? Karen Alter, Solyndra's senior marketing vice president, her checks. Do you want me to talk about Chris Gronit, one of Solyndra's founders, who was transitioned to the role of advisor from his job as CEO? And what was his reward for running Solyndra into the ground? A severance package worth nearly $500 million. What else? What other companies did Eric Holder not look at? We have all of their names, and it's all tied into the fraud of global warming. You see, Obama justifies throwing away money on high-risk guaranteed-to-fail green energy companies on the grounds that we're living in a polluted world, China is doing it, therefore we must do it. And that's his rationale for having given a company with revenues of less than $100 million annually more than $500 million taxpayer dollars. In fact, of the $20 billion in stimulus funds that were available for the DOE to use in the guaranteed loan program, $16 billion of it went to Obama contributors. In other words, it's corruption, it's graft, it's a slush fund. And if you want to read more about that, we can. We can get into it. Would you like to hear a few of the other companies, of the Democratic donors who invested, who made a killing? Lawyers connected with the Obama administration feasted on Solyndra fees. Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, a Republican who supported Obama, is slated at the time to make $825 an hour to consult with Solyndra during bankruptcy proceedings. I wrote this 2 years ago. Three others from the McDermott, Will, and Emery law firm billed the government between $4.25 to $7.75 an hour to represent Solyndra. How widespread is the scandal? I wrote this. Did you know that Nancy Pelosi was directly involved in this scandal? Did you read about this in the San Francisco Chronicle? What are the details? I wrote this in Trickle Down Tyranny. Did you know that Pelosi's brother-in-law received most of the last-minute $737 million guaranteed loan to Tonopah Solar Energy? Did you know that? $737 million in a guaranteed loan to Tonopah Solar Energy. That company is a subsidiary of another company, Solar Reserve, which is building a large solar thermal plant in the Nevada desert. Ronald Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband's brother, is a vice president of the private equity company that is the primary funder of this project and which had a hand in Solyndra as well. But another famous political name cropped up in the list of cronies that Obama gave money to for non-viable green energy products. Does the name Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his Bright Source Energy ring a bell? Well, they're a principal private investor in a company called Vantage Point. RFK Jr. was one of the venture partners of that company. BrightSource listed more than $200 million in losses in its prospectus, and yet that's all the Obama administration needed to hear. Although they lost $200 million, it greenlighted the foundering company $1.4 billion in taxpayer-funded bailout money. Now, why didn't the FBI investigate this? Instead, they broke into the Gibson Guitar Company. Instead, the Justice Department was sicked upon the Gibson Guitar Company because apparently this great American company, which was making a real product that great musicians have used for a long period of time, was investigated for using rare wood, which was a total lie. So look, this is all in trickle-down tyranny. It's been in print for quite a few years now. It's going to get worse because Obama's more desperate than he was then, and he knows that he only has 2 years left to completely, shall I say, bankrupt the Treasury. And so he's going to suck every dime out of it that he can before he leaves office. That's why he's pushing the solar nonsense. We also talked about the not only climate change, the Tea Party, is it finished because of what happened? We talked about hunting and how pathetic most of the hunters are, especially the one who killed that bear. That got me sick. We talked about the illegal aliens who threw little baby birds into a wood chipper in Oakland. That's right. They trimmed trees outside a post office in Oakland because the birds were defecating on postal trucks. And so the morons who run the Oakland post office called a Campos tree firm who hired, it looks to me like illegal aliens who didn't speak English by all reports. It looks that way. They went ahead and cut down the limbs of the trees. The birds in their nests fell out of the trees. These rare birds, by the way, near the Oakland post office, fell on the ground. And these wonderful visitors from the Southlands, the non-citizens, threw the screaming birds into a bird chipper, into a wood chipper. And all the good liberal citizens of Oakland started to cry and scream, called the police, and they stopped Campos tree trimming, but not before the little birds were fed into the machine's blades near the Oakland post office. If this is not an example of what the federal government does, which is kill baby birds in a tree in the name of saving the environment from bird droppings, I'd like to know what it does. We also talked about creating a climate prison for after this administration is out of office. There's a people's tribunal, and in the climate prison goes those who knowingly lie to the people, knowingly use talking points that were fraudulent, knowingly bilk the public, knowingly tax people, knowingly alarm people into a climate prison. They're no better than child molesters because they're molesting science itself. See, when you molest science itself, you're worse than a child molester. When they say that the science is in, the science is settled, as I explained to you, that's a giveaway of amateur hour. Because all real scientists know there's no such thing as settled science. No such thing as settled science. Science means discovery. Science means experimentation. Science means discovery. Science means let's see what the evidence produces. Science means it's always changing. So the idiots who claim that the science is in and it's settled science are fraud artists. It's a bunko. It's a giant bunko. I think I've made my point thus far in this nation, the savage nation, that is. Let's go to the callers on all these topics and others. Tea Party we didn't touch on. KCMO time. Tom from KCMO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, good afternoon. I don't know how much good news this is, but thinking over how this is all so much based on lies and the blame becomes outrageous. In their exaggeration, it would seem to me that they've gone over the line and are well into self-marginalizing themselves, so they become impotent, and we've got, like you were saying, Chicken Little, Nancy Little, Terry Little, Barry Little.
But do you think the average American who sits in a basketball court knows that this is a big lie?
I gotta go with no.
Do you think that white educated suburbanites in my community, who obviously all went to college, who march around with drinks in their hands as an excuse to get drunk on Cinco de Mayo, do you think that they know this is a big lie when they have bumper stickers that say Monsanto is the devil, the Koch brothers are the devil? Do you think these highly educated morons know anything?
I think we call that denial.
No. All right, well, I'm not as optimistic as you are that the short-wearing white suburbanite can ever face the truth. Holdren says heat, wildfires, rain allergies are all caused by Neil, we have to play clip 13 from Obama's number one science advisor, Mr. Holdren.
And the contents confirm that climate change is not a distant threat. It is affecting the American people already. On the whole, summers are longer and hotter, with longer periods of extended heat. Wildfires start earlier in the spring and continue later into the fall.
Liar.
Rain comes down in heavier downpours.
Oh, rain comes down.
People are experiencing changes in the length and severity of seasonal allergies.
Can you believe this?
Climate disruptions to water resources and agriculture have been increasing.
Mr. Holdren, when this administration is out of office, we're going to have a people's tribunal and we're going to try you for lying to the American people. And if found guilty, if the evidence proves through smoking gun emails that you created this lie knowing that you were making it up, we're going to put you into a climate prison. This is the Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-407-282. Is the Tea Party dead? Who killed it? Which vision for America do you prefer? Hunting for bears. Hunting for bears. Not hunting for bears, but hunting for bears. Hunting for bears, that's sort of like a looking for your ancestors. Ancestry.com. Hunting for bears. For bears. Hunting for bears. Those are fraudulent sites, in my opinion. I went to one site. I paid him $50 to spit in the test tube. And here I have a PhD with two master's degrees. I couldn't follow the directions. I spit in the tube. It came back 3 weeks later. I didn't know. I knew nothing that I didn't know before about my ancestors. Nothing. How can they know by my spitting in a tube who my ancestor was in the 1600s? I love that. Everyone's related to Al Sharpton. I mean, I love that one. Everyone's related to Michelle Obama. Everybody's related to this. Everyone's related to that. For eons, we learned that we were all descended from one part of the earth. Then all of a sudden it was changed. We're all descended from Africa now. So Boko Haram now are my relatives? Now I'm supposed to believe that the members of Boko Haram are my ancestors. That's a part of the family tree I'd rather forget if it's true. Neil, do you think that Boko Haram were your distant ancestors? I mean, if we all come from Africa, it means that it could be that the members of Boko Haram share DNA with you. Did that go out on the air, Neil? Can I say what you just said? Neil said, no, I'm pretty sure his ancestors were Slavic drunks. Oh, my shoulder hurts. I just laughed so much my neck went out. Oh, God. You know, I know we have to take a quick break. It's fabulous. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Dzhokhar Tsarnaev asked a judge today to bar federal prosecutors to nix the death penalty factor, saying that targeting the crowded athletic event should not be considered when weighing his possible punishment. Should not be. Tsarnaev's lying, stinking lawyers said that the decision by this piece of garbage to bomb the marathon should not be an aggravating factor in determining whether he should receive the death penalty. Because prosecutors also argued that Mr. Tsarnaev committed the offense after substantial planning to cause death and commit an act of terrorism. I don't know what that means. I don't quite understand what the lawyer... You see, lawyers are different than you and I. They're trained in thinking up lies in the middle of the night. How could a lawyer write this? Listen to what the lawyer wrote. Stated differently, the allegation that Tsarnaev targeted the marathon is simply a more specific statement of the substantial planning allegation Tsarnaev lawyers wrote in a court filing. Duh? No one understands that. Even the attorney himself didn't understand it. Now you understand why they go to work in government. As you know, Tsarnaev is awaiting trial in the 2013 bombing. Only in America. Only in America. They could see him with the bomb in his hand. If he was a returning white military Christian male, he would have been executed already. But because his name is Tsarnaev, you get the picture. It's interesting the Russian spelling, Tsarnaev. Because there was a man named Tsarnaev. That's an Americanized version of Tsarnaev. T-S-A-R-N-A-E-V, Tsarnaev, is the Russian. It's an anglicized version of the Russian Tsarnaev. But there were Tsarnaevs who owned NBC originally. They were different. They were good people. In fact, one became a colonel in World War II in the communications division, Mr. Tsarnaev. If we were war, I'd like to be a colonel in the news division. And help America win the war against our evil enemies. We have real enemies. You never hear the word. When have you last heard the word, we have enemies? When has this administration said we have enemies, other than the Tea Party and those who try to stop them from the global warming scams? The only enemies of this administration are the Koch brothers, those who deny the lies of the administration. We're the enemies, not the radical Islamists, no. And speaking of the Boko Haram, have you ever heard of a commander-in-chief announcing he's going to send a military force against an enemy in advance? When the entire, anyone in the military, anyone in anything, sports, a fist fight, knows that getting the jump on the enemy is the way to beat him. In other words, whoever gets the first punch off usually wins. So now you have a man, like a coach of a team, telling the opposite side what his game plan is. Hello, Boko Haram! This is the great Commandante, Barack Obama! We're sending a force, a team! We're going to send him in on this day and this day and this hour. It will consist of girls from Harvard and the FBI who will attempt to negotiate with you. There will be no fighting men. Please don't kidnap our team and rape them. We mean you no harm. I hope that I'm just making a stupid parody. I really hope so. My dog didn't even enjoy it. Did you enjoy that? Was that enjoyable? It's that time of the show where I have to let myself have some fun. Michelle Obama's brother fired as an Oregon State basketball coach. Uh-oh. They fired her brother as a basketball coach? Oregon State athletic Bob DeCarolis announced, fired the brother? And nothing's going to happen to Oregon State? You must be joking. Wow, they fired Mr. Robinson? Where are you, Mr. Robinson? They fired her brother as a coach? And nothing happened to them?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
Classic government bureaucracy, classic double talk. We'll find out what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again. But you see, they never say we'll find out what happened and punish those responsible. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, the Benghazi hearings are on. At first, the Democrats said they would boycott the committee. They won't the hearings. Now they woke up and said, wait a minute, we can get more mileage by being participants in the hearings, because through discovery, we'll find out what emails they have. So we won't let them leak them to the public. So Pelosi comes out and says, we're going to be on the committee. Of course she's going to be on the committee. It'd be idiots not to. This way, when the dumb Republicans have the smoking gun emails, they'll have to share them with the committee, and they'll, you know, ruin them before. So here's the question. I have a fear that the Dems will turn the tables on the Republicans during the Benghazi hearings. I'm going to ask you this. Do you think the Democrats will turn the tables on the Republicans during the Benghazi hearings, and how will they do it? This is going to require some legal minds, because the Democrats have better lawyers, number one. They're more vicious, number two. They smoke pot, number three. And they have no morality, no ethics, and they have absolutely no reason to not lie and try to destroy the Benghazi hearings. So how do you think they'll do it? There must be a good red diaper doper baby lawyer listening somewhere in America who can tell me what you think the Dems will do to turn the tables on the repoobs during the Benghazi hearings that will come up. Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, gave an interview recently where he said this, and he said the threat of radical Islam is not abating, it is growing, it is spreading across the world. I wonder when the day will be when our president will say that. I want you to listen to Tony Blair, who was a diehard socialist of the Labour Party, who now suddenly comes out and tells the truth in clip three. Listen.
At the root of the crisis lies a radicalized and politicized view of Islam. An ideology that distorts and warps Islam's true message. The threat of this radicalized Islam is not abating. It is growing. It is spreading across the world.
Now, this again is not a guy sitting on a horse in Texas, although I respect men who sit on horses in Texas. You can't now smear Tony Blair and say he's one of the right-wing members of the Tea Party. Here's a member of the Labour Party, UK, who let this happen, by the way, while he was Prime Minister, along with Gordon Brown, who another prize, just as our president is either turning the other cheek, or worse yet, working for the other side. Listen to what Tony Blair says in clip four.
It is destabilizing communities and even nations. It is undermining the possibility of peaceful coexistence in an era of globalization. And yet, in the face of this threat, we seem curiously reluctant to acknowledge it and powerless to counter it effectively.
He says powerless to counter it effectively. That's rubbish. That is total rubbish. If I had the power, I could counter it effectively in this nation in 90 days. We have a bunch of spineless cowards who will not counter it effectively. It's not that they can't. It's that they won't. Listen to clip five.
When we look at the Middle East and beyond, to Pakistan or Iran and elsewhere, it isn't just a vast, unfathomable mess with no end in sight and no one worthy of our support. It is, in fact, a struggle in which our own strategic interests are intimately involved, where there are indeed people we should support, and who, ironically, are probably in the majority if that majority were mobilized, organized, and helped.
Oh, because he's talking about the good Muslims to help us fight the bad Muslims in plain English. You have to deconstruct this speech. Meanwhile, here in America, we see the infiltration of Western organizations. We see the creeping Sharia law appearing in the newsrooms. Sharia law exists in Hollywood. Sharia law exists in the newsrooms. You know that. I shall speak no evil. I shall see no evil. I shall hear no evil as it relates to radical Islam. That's the bylaws of the Western press, of Western movies. I didn't even watch that show 24. I'm so not interested in it. I tried to watch it. I knew it would be garbage again. It was only good the first year when he, you know, let's face it. Remember the show 24 when it first came out, why it was such a hit? Because we knew who the enemy was. And they weren't afraid to show it in the TV show. Then all of a sudden they turned the enemies into white returning white Christian heterosexual soldiers. Not radical Islamists within this country. I said myself last Friday that we're in the fifth crusade or the fourth crusade. Islam is on the march around the world. What would you call that but a crusade? What is a crusade? The crusade is to crush all other religions and cultures and make the entire world safe for Islam and Muhammad and the worship of Muhammad. That's called imperialism. It's called religious imperialism. It used to be known as a crusade. And we once knew this. On 9/11, we found it out. We should have known it in 1983, which is when the Marine barracks were blown up in Beirut. But many of you turned the other cheek. But whatever. Okay. Many men enlisted in the military after 9/11 and died for it. Many men who died for it aren't here, but many men who fought for it are listening to this show. They've seen the root. They've seen the face of radical Islam with their own eyes. At the root of the crisis is that it doesn't matter whether this distorted view of Islam, which is only a small percentage, which distorts and warps Islam's true message, according to Tony Blair and others, the question is, who suffered the most? This radicalized view of Islam is not diminishing, although Obama said it was, and again it ties into Benghazi. Remember, Benghazi happened just before the election, and this president of ours didn't want you to know that al-Qaeda was on the rise. He had just lied and said that he had al-Qaeda on the run. He lied to you! 855-407-282. 855-400-SAVAGE. If you care to join the conversation, see the aspirin study that came out now.
Where is this one?
Daily aspirin not to be used to prevent first heart attacks, says FDA. Well, okay, I'm not going to throw my aspirin bottle away. First of all, let me read you the Torah on this. I will give you the commentary on the Torah on the truth about aspirin and heart attacks. First of all, stopping aspirin suddenly, if you've been on it for years, can create a rebound effect where you actually will increase your risk of a heart attack. So be very careful before you stop taking aspirin if you've been on it for a long time and now you're frightened all of a sudden. That's number one. Number two, they're saying that it's not the aspirin that prevented the heart attacks, but the magnesium coating. Well, I've told you to take magnesium for 20 years. I've been one of the proponents of mega nutrition ever since I wrote my first health book back in the 70s. So you should absolutely use supplements which contain magnesium. I've known this for at least 20 years. I had medical friends who told me about it. Magnesium is easily depleted from your diet by alcohol. I don't know if you know that. And by the way, one of the symptoms that you're having a hangover is a very sensitive hearing to sound, like, oh, don't talk loud, I have a headache, right? That's because of magnesium deficiency from drinking too much. One of the best cures for a hangover is magnesium, incidentally. It's a separate issue. And did you know that nuts contain magnesium, which is why nuts are put in a bar? Unfortunately, they salt the nuts to make you drink more. But salt-free nuts are a fabulous thing to eat while you are imbibing alcoholic beverages. I haven't had a drink in a week, but I still eat the salt-free nuts. You know why I take aspirin? I'm shifting gears now from radical Islam to radical inflammation. I take aspirin not so much to prevent a heart attack. I take it to basically suppress inflammation in my body. It's a wonder drug. Do you know the history of how aspirin was discovered by Mr. Bayer? Do you know how it was done? His father was suffering from arthritis. And this is an actual story because I'm an expert in natural medicines. The son went and used a very famous American folk remedy using willow bark, an extract of willow bark. Willow contains a high amount of salicylic acid. Salicin, actually, not salicylic acid, pardon me. And when the father drank an extract of willow bark, his arthritic pains diminished. So what happened was later on they synthesized the active ingredient, the active principle we call it in pharmacology, that was found in the willow bark, and then they converted it to acetyl salicylic acid. And what you're taking is an aspirin, acetyl salicylic acid. It's a different molecule than salicin, a different molecule than salicylic acid itself. It's an acetyl that's added to it. It's very similar to what was done with morphine when it was converted to an analog of morphine called heroin. Needless to say, the analog didn't work out too well. In Africa, radical Muslims have captured black Christian girls, and they're putting them on the slave market. Listen to clip number two.
That will be Allah.
Ladies, go get married. Leave Western education. I'm the one that captured your girls. I'll sell them in the market. There's a market for selling people. God has commanded me to sell.
You hear? He said Allah. He didn't say God. The translator, of course, has been Shariaized. You know, you've heard of homogenized and pasteurized. The news media has been Shariaized. So the man actually said, Allah has commanded me to sell, not God. See, our God didn't command slavery. Maybe his interpretation of his God commanded him to sell girls into slavery, not my God. My God doesn't command such things. U.S. preparing to send team to help Nigeria locate kidnapped girls. It says a team, they're sending a team to Africa to rescue the 300 Christian schoolgirls abducted by the radical Muslims. Every time you see schoolgirls, put the word Christian in front of it. There's a deep religious element here. There's a genocide going on in the world. Nevertheless, the team will include, listen, military personnel, law enforcement personnel, and others with experience in intelligence, investigations, hostage negotiation, and victims' assistance. What does that mean? Are they going to negotiate with these people? So, in other words, this administration, instead of sending in a SWAT team to rescue the girls, when I say a SWAT team, I mean Special Forces, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, the best that we have in the world, they're going to send in a bunch of negotiators with the most vicious killers on the planet. My fear is we'll need to send in another team to rescue the team that Obama's putting together. That's my fear. Kerry is happy about it. The president was very happy to receive this offer, ready to move on it immediately, Kerry told reporters. We're immediately engaging in order to implement this. We remain deeply concerned about the welfare of these young girls. It's unclear how soon a team of military and law enforcement personnel might be deployed. Okay, I have a terrible fear that the leader of this kidnap team, the leader of Boko Haram, which has decimated villages across Africa, who is now boasting in a video that he's calling the girls slaves and will sell them in the market by Allah, where he says Western education should end. He then says he will give the hands of these girls in marriage because they are our slaves. We would marry them out at the age of 9. What? They marry girls at 9 and rape them? This is the kind of religion that we are currying favor with? Why, sorry, this kind of radical religion, pardon me. 9 years old, they're allowed to rape their wives? Oh, well, we shouldn't look at that. We should look away from this. That's an uncomfortable reality.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Here we are at the end of hour number 3 in the Savage Nation, and one of the headlines, Teddy sails off into the sunset. In case you don't know who Teddy is, he is the mascot of the Savage Nation. There's a brand new picture of him taken this past Saturday. Teddy sails off into the sunset, but he's still with us. Nothing happened to him. This is the senior version of Teddy. He still has some teeth on the bottom. He's getting his teeth cleaned soon. Mexican cartel allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out a torture operation in Minnesota. Great. Oh, my God. That's from Fox News. Immense explosion in Iran may have nuclear origins. There's a picture there that got me so angry. And here's my headline. A coward has stalked and killed a record grizzly bear. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I don't see him as a hero for shooting a grizzly bear with a scoped rifle. Screw him. I am sick of hearing about how sacred hunting is in America. It's not about killing a white-tailed deer for meat. This is simply stalking and killing a beautiful, innocent animal. I'm sick of it. Meanwhile, a gay team president has fired a religious black coach. Didn't make it to your local paper? Oh, really? Religious black coach fired by a gay team president. Talk about racism. Hello? Spread of polio, now a world health emergency. I wonder why that is. Could it be open borders? Could it be no screening of immigrants? No. Well, you see, just 7% of journalists are Republicans. That means 93% of them are either communists, socialists, far-left radicals, or whatever else you might call it. And they don't even know what's going on. There's not a clue. Meanwhile, Soros, the most dangerous man on earth, and other far-left billionaires have formed a new alliance to hijack the 2014 elections. 855-400-7282, in case you missed it, take a look at the Fraki Hara picture show. A lesson was asked of students to deny that the Holocaust happened. You know, okay, that's really funny. That's an easy thing to play with, right? Just play with that one. Meanwhile, what else is in the news? Well, what else is in the news? Putin says he's pulled back his troops. Pentagon says we've seen no change. Ted Cruz released a list of 76 lawless Obama actions. A man demanded a right to wed a computer. 58 million working-age people are not working. 58 million not working. 58 million not working. Did you hear this? Meanwhile, births are dropping around the world. A girl just wants to have fun. A girl just wants to have fun. The FCC is flexing its power to regulate the Internet. What else is in the news? I'm not going to talk about Monica Lewinsky. I'm embarrassed to listen to those who do. By the way, I was listening to so-called conservatives talk about Lewinsky and Clinton as though it just happened. It happened 17 years ago or something like that. It makes me want to say, shut up. If I were 25 years old listening to this, I'd say, who the heck wants to be a conservative? These guys sound like just dirty little boys talking about an affair that happened 17 years ago because they're jealous. Stop it already. We're not interested in Lewinsky. It debases the entire conservative movement. Just shut up. I didn't talk about it. Meanwhile, today we've talked about the Tea Party. Is it dead or was it just beaten up by overspending by Republicans? We've talked about the fraud of global warming. We have talked about would you vote for Hillary Clinton and why. We've talked about bear hunters. How do you feel about hunters who kill innocent animals? We've talked about a white supremacist who murdered pedophiles and said he's glad he did it and he'd go to jail again for it. We've talked about the fraud of global warming over and over again. And I will tell you once again that James Dellingpole, a science writer from England, has it right when he says sea level rises are an insignificant problem to which we can easily adapt. That's the truth. That's the savage nation. You've given me 15 minutes, and I've given you America.
Savage. We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.